Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for proper 8-year C. The readings for today: 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 2 and 6 to 14, Psalm 77, Paul's letter to the Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 and verses 13 to 25, the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, we know that you are with us everywhere, every day. But you have promised that where your people gather for worship, you will be in the midst of them. We claim your presence and we seek your power. We come as the poor and needy in the presence of their King. We come as the weak and uncertain have always come, longing for your protection and mercy. Lord, may we experience the joy of your service, the liberation of your forgiveness, and the extravagance of your love. We pray that your Spirit might fill us and send us out, so that the world might know that there is no God like you, no other God beside you, and come to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. And we have our first hymn, CPWI 507, Thou Dost Leave Thy Throne.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for proper eight, followed by the collect for those to be ordained, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple, acceptable to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, the giver of all good gifts, in your divine providence, you have appointed various orders in your church. Give your grace, we humbly pray, to all who are now called to the office and ministry of deacon for your people, and so fill them with the truth of your doctrine, and clothe them with holiness of life, that they may faithfully serve before you to the glory of your great name and for the benefit of your holy church. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Guided by the Spirit. Guided by the Spirit. In the Old Testament, God gave God's Spirit to those whom God selected for a special task. For example, Moses was given the Spirit of God to enable him to challenge Pharaoh and liberate the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt and lead them to the Promised Land. The Spirit of God empowered, enabled, and sustained Moses as he carried out this difficult, challenging, seemingly impossible task for God. In the book of Numbers, when the people complained about their conditions in the desert and their dissatisfaction with the manna they were receiving, Moses responded by telling God that the burden of leadership was too great for him. Moses asked for relief or death. Moses said to God, "I am not able to carry all these people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once. If I have found favor in your sight, do not let me see my misery." Numbers chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. The Lord's response was to invite Moses to select 70 elders of Israel, gather them, and God would take some of the Spirit that was on Moses and put it on the elders to enable them to share the burden of leadership with Moses. Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 and 17. So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you. I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take some of the Spirit that is in you and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people along with you, so that you will not have to bear it all by yourself." Numbers chapter 11, verse 25 records. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, that is Moses, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. In the Old Testament, the Spirit from God enabled individuals to do the tasks that God set before them. Elisha, having been called by the prophet Elijah from his task in the fields to be a prophet of Israel, desires to have the Spirit that is in Elijah on himself. The Lord instructs Elijah to anoint Elisha to be his successor. Elijah takes his cloak, which symbolizes his prophetic office and powers, and places it on Elisha to signify his calling to follow in Elijah's footsteps. Elisha leaves the fields and accompanies Elijah as his servant. In today's reading from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 14, Elisha suspects that his master is about to be taken away from him. Elisha desires to have the spirit that is in Elijah in order for him to carry out his task as prophet in his master's absence. The result is that wherever Elijah goes, Elisha follows. His desire for the Spirit is so great that he must have that Spirit before his master is taken away from him. When Elijah makes to go to Bethel alone, Elisha insists on accompanying him. When Elijah makes to go to Jericho by himself, Elisha insists and accompanies him. When Elijah makes to go to the Jordan River alone, Elisha repeats for the third time, "As the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will not leave you." 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 7. When they reached the Jordan, Elisha rolls up his cloak and strikes the water with it. And just like the water of the Red Sea during the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus 14, verses 21 to 25, and the waters of the Jordan upon Israel's entrance into the Promised Land, Joshua chapter 3, verses 14 to 17, the waters of the Jordan divide. And Elijah and Elisha cross over to the other side on dry ground. On the other side, Elijah grants Elisha one final request before he is taken up. What is Elisha's wish? A double portion of the Spirit Elijah possesses. So great was Elisha's desire to serve God that he wished to have a double portion of the Spirit that was in his master. Elijah responds, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken up from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10. The writer records, "As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, 'Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and of heaven.' He picked up the cloak of Elisha that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan." He took the cloak of Elijah and struck the water. The water parted to one side, and Elisha went over. 2 Kings 2:11-14. Elisha received what he desired. He had the spirit that was on Elijah, and he could now carry out his task of prophet for God. In the book of Joel, God promises to pour God's spirit on all flesh. God said, "Then afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Joel chapter 2, verse 28. We recognize today that God has given each of us at our baptism the gift of God's Holy Spirit. We don't have to desire the gift. We have the gift. And we are called to live by the Spirit. In our second reading from Galatians chapter 5, Paul reminds us that in Christ we have freedom from the law. The Spirit enables us to be free. If we live by the Spirit, the only thing that counts is faith working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. With the Spirit of God in us, we are called to be guided by the Spirit. If we are guided by the Spirit of God, we will be able to set aside the destructive desires of the flesh. Paul warns that what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. Galatians 5:17. Paul goes on to list some of the works of the flesh, which he describes as obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Galatians 5:19-21a. Paul continues, "I am warning you as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians chapter 5, verse 21b. Those who live by the flesh will exhibit behavior that will not only destroy the body and mind, but will alienate their spirit from God's Spirit. Therefore, they will not be able to do the tasks that God has set before them in this world. They will separate themselves from God's kingdom. Those who chose to live by the Spirit of God, Paul reminds us, will demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, fruit that will transform us and enable us to be true disciples of Christ. Paul writes, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Galatians 5:22-23. Paul affirms, if we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us therefore, as we strive to be disciples of Christ, commit to be guided by the Spirit of God, who will enable us to experience freedom in Christ fullness of life and the will and power to do our tasks for God. Our desire as disciples should always be as expressed in the hymn, "Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do." Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you rebuke your disciples for their hardness of heart and set high standards for those who would follow you. Inspire in your church the devotion and dedication required to be counted as your people. We commit ourselves to the Holy Spirit wholeheartedly to your will. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you set your face towards Jerusalem, causing offense in some. Take away all prejudice and foolish pride. Give to leaders openness to work with everyone of goodwill. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, your Spirit refreshes and enlivens our senses. Keep us wholesome in our desire and faithfulness to your purpose. Fill us with your gracious presence and loving kindness in all things. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you know our fear and hold us in all adversity. Be with all who care for loved ones and friends, for those with dementia and reduced autonomy. Hear our cry and be merciful to your children in their distress. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Lord, you give life, and in your mercy, new life to those who trust in you. Deal kindly with all who mourn. When our time on earth is over, gather us with all your saints to be with you forever. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the whole earth. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. And we have the hymn, "Would You Come and Follow Me?" Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go and know that the Lord goes with you. Let him lead you each day into the quiet place of your heart, where he will speak with you. Know that he loves you and watches over you, that he listens to you in gentle understanding, that he is with you always, wherever you are, however you feel. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. And we want to remind you that we are still in a pandemic, and therefore we pray that you will continue to worship God every day, that you will wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. You will wear your mask, make sure it covers your nose and mouth, and you will watch your distance. Please be safe. And we leave you with the days of Elijah, SOF 1047.
Lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, and I God, I'm poor.